Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. The American Lung Association out this week with a new state-by-state report on COPD. How many people have it? How is it being treated? What's it cost to treat COPD? Joining us right now to talk more about it is Dr. Bobby Mahajan from the American Lung Association. Doctor, good morning. Taking a look at these numbers regarding COPD, it comes at a tremendous cost and affects a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about where we are as far as COPD in this country right now.
When we look at COPD in the United States, we have about 5% of individuals, or 12.5 million Americans, who are diagnosed with COPD. And really what that means is, you know, there are 12.5 individuals who have been significantly affected by chronic smoking use, and they're diagnosed with this having shortness of breath, fatigue, and honestly being to some degree debilitated in what they can do on a daily basis. Now, Michigan is, you know, still slightly higher than the national average of 5%, and Michigan COPD prevalence is about 7.7%. So it means that there is a higher incidence, and there is also a higher incidence of smoking associated with that as well.
Well, and of course, those two go hand in hand. Tell us a little bit more about what COPD is. Obviously, smoking is one of the things that will lead to it. What are some other things that can cause or compromise COPD?
Sure. You know, COPD is typically just related to that toxin inhalation that comes in cigarettes. And what happens is when those toxins and smokers take it into the lungs, they damage the small air sacs that take in oxygen and exchange carbon dioxide. And as a result, the lungs overinflate. And when you have overinflation of those lungs, a few things happen. Your breathing muscles, like your diaphragm, aren't able to function normally. And additionally, you produce more mucus within your airways that often gets coughed up and can kind of also block airways. So as a result, things like getting dressed in the morning, taking a shower, going to the grocery store, become more work. It's more work of breathing, and people become more short of breath because of that.
There is no cure for COPD, is there?
There's no cure. The main thing we try and say is, first, don't start smoking if you haven't. But obviously, if you have been smoking, the best way to improve your outcomes is to quit smoking. And smoking cessation programs have to be available in order to do that, because smoking is an addiction. So when we say that, oh, well, just quit smoking, that's a lot harder than just saying to do it. We need resources like behavioral therapy and sometimes medication. But there are medications to help treat the shortness of breath as well, like inhalers, which reduce that gas trapping and the overinflation. I mean, the other thing is pulmonary rehabilitation, which is something that strengthens the muscles of breathing. So patients with COPD aren't as short of breath when they're breathing and doing daily activities.
Just looking at some of these numbers attached to your report, 12.5 million Americans living with COPD, as we said. But the cost of treating COPD, I mean, it clocks in at about $50 billion a year.
Yeah, it's not small. The $1.4 billion we look at to treat it every year is a ton. And part of that is related to the fact that medications are necessary, pulmonary rehab is necessary, and also there's a lot of lost days of work related to COPD because it is debilitating. Most diseases we see will not kind of debilitate someone to the degree where they're missing multiple days of work, especially in the winter when all those other viruses are available and can exacerbate COPD. So we really do have to look at this as a public health issue and make sure that there's enough education and resources available to learn about COPD, but also treat it as effectively as possible.
You mentioned stopping smoking or not starting in the first place, obviously, is going to be key. What are some other recommendations, though, for those who are living with COPD or who may be at risk for COPD?
You know, I think the first thing is to get tested and get treated if you do know or do not know that you have COPD. So talking to your primary care physician about understanding the risks of COPD, understanding the possible treatment options is really important. The second thing I think that is somewhat underutilized is the ability to, you know, vaccinate yourself. Vaccines like the COVID-19 vaccine, the flu vaccine, and the RSV vaccine are going to prevent exacerbations or at least mitigate the infections that occur. And then finally, being active, keeping your and living a healthy lifestyle really is an important part of treating COPD and preventing its progression overall.
You mentioned COVID. I know that that was something that really took a toll on people with COPD last few years.
Yeah. I mean, what we've seen, you know, in the last 3 years, even myself personally, with regards to COVID infections and COPD, has really been tragic. I mean, most of the individuals we saw in the hospital, in the ICU, or even dying in the hospitals after during COVID-19, really were people who had underlying lung diseases, many of which had COPD. So not only is it important to prevent yourself from getting those infections or protecting you against them, but also making sure that you're in good health as much as possible in the setting of COPD so that those kind of infections don't really knock you down and get you admitted to the hospital.
How important is an early diagnosis in terms of dealing with COPD and being able to effectively treat it?
That's a great question. I think that one problem we run into on a regular basis is people who smoke and start beginning having shortness of breath, they can typically attribute it to the fact that, oh, well, I'm getting older, so I'll be more short of breath, or I'm out of shape, and that's why I'm short of breath. You know, I think that is really tragic. More of what we want to do is say that, well, if you're short of breath and you smoke, you know, we want to be able to diagnose early as opposed to just attribute it to normal causes so that we can diagnose it, treat it, and really prevent it from getting worse to the point where people are critically ill because of their emphysema and COPD.
If people want to read this report we've been talking about or just learn more about COPD, where can they go for more information?
I always recommend going to the American Lung Association website at lung.org, and that provides information not only about COPD, but just general lung diseases overall so that people can be educated and empowered to take care of their own health.
All right, very good. Bobby, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association COPD report out showing Michigan is above the national average when it comes to cases of COPD.